Today's daf is Yuma Daf Chaf Hey. We left off on the bottom of Daf Chaf Dalid Amid Beis. Today we're going to talk about we're going to have a machlokas about what type of begadim, whether big day kodesh or big day chol, were worn at the time of the pious, and the source for each opinion. The opinion that holds is big day kodesh, the opinion that holds is big day chol. The Gemara is going to prove that the lishchas hagazis was half in the kodesh and half in the chol, and that it must have had two doorways, one that opens up into Kodesh, one that opens up into Chol. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Chafei Amud Aleph is going to discuss the second pious that they did in the Beis HaMikdash for the sake of the Karban Tamid, to bring up the different parts of the, to do the different parts of the Karban Tamid. The Gemara is going to question whether within each of the Dalid Payasos there could have been multiple Payasos, meaning within the idea of doing a pious for the Karban Tamid, were there multiple Payasos for the Karban Tamid, for doing the different parts of the Karban Tamid. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to question whether the Shochet or the Zorek did the Kabbalah Sadam by the Karban Tamid, and ultimately it's going to prove that it certainly was the Zorek who is Mekabal the Dam. And then the Daf concludes with four Shitos as to the order that with which we brought the limbs up to the Mizbeach, or to the Mizbeach, to the ramp of the Mizbeach, the order that we brought the limbs, there. There's going to be one Shita mentioned in the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to quote three other Shitos as to how, what the Seder HaDvarim was. So we left off on the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, Bamem Mafisin, second to last skinny line. So says Gemara, Bamem Mafisin, which begotten would they wear when they did the pious? Rav Nachman, Big Day Chol, they wore Big Day Chol. Rav Sheshes, Big Day Kodesh. Rav Sheshes says that they would wear Big Day Kodesh at the time of the pious. Rav Nachman, Big Day Chol. Rav Nachman says they wore Big Day Chol. Because the Svari is the Amrit, but Big Day Kodesh, he could Bali Israel to Chamsi Vavdi. Because if they would wear Big Day Kodesh, then Bali Israel would come and they would grab the people who were strong men, who were already wearing Big Day Kodesh. They would go and they would do it, even if they didn't win. They would just jump to do the Avodah, and we didn't want that to happen, so we had everyone wear Big Day Chol. So if anyone would have a Hava Mina to just react and take it for themselves, so they would have to first change, and by the time they changed, we'd either be able to stop them, or they would realize what they were doing and stop what they were doing. So that's why we wanted everyone wearing Big Day Chol. Rav Sheshes Amar Big Day Kodesh, Diyam Big Day Chol, Agav Chavivusei Mikru Va'Avdi. Rav Sheshes says it must be that it was Big Day Kodesh, because if they were wearing Big Day Chol, then it might be that the one who won the pious and was able to do the Avoda might immediately jump and do the Avoda dressed as is, and he might do it wearing the Big Day Chol. So we want everyone wearing the Big Day Kodesh, so that in the excitement, a person who might jump and do it immediately shouldn't end up doing the Avoda in the Big Day Chol. That's the Svara for each side. That's not the source for each side, that's the Svara for each side. The Mikdash David raises the question. Rav Sheshes says that they wear Big Day Kodesh, that the Shita of the Ramban is that the Dishan HaMenorah was done with Begadim Pchusim, with lower level Begadim. So how could they know Mitchila who's going to be Zocha for the Dishan HaMenorah in order to have him wear Begadim Pchusim before the pious? Meaning, if you have to wear lesser Begadim for Dafka, that Avoda, so how would they know in advance who was going to get that that job of all the jobs? So some of the Achronim are Metarets, they would be Malvish everybody in Big Day Kodesh, and only afterwards the one who would get the Dishna Menorah would change his Begadim to a lower level Begadim. Because the whole idea that they weren't Mephias Big Day Chol is because of the Chashash that they're going to come and be Oved. So B'Dishna Menorah, you don't have to worry about that, because there's no Isser to be Medash in the Menorah Big Day Kodesh that are not Begadim Chusim. It's just that the practice was to wear Begadim Chusim, but it wouldn't be an Isser to do so with Begadim that are not Begadim Chusim. Also, the concept that Agav Chavivusei, that because of the Chavivus, he's gonna run and do it right away with whatever clothing is wearing, sounds like this would apply to all the payasos, even on the pious for the Trumas Hadeshen. So the question is raised, Rav Eliyashiv raises the question that the Gemara previously said that the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen was not Chashuva Beinehem, and that's why they weren't Mesakein a pious to begin with, because there weren't that many Kohanim that were interested in doing it. So what's the chavivus that we're mentioning over here? Now we're saying that they're so excited, they're going to jump and run and do it right away. So the Rav Eliyashiv suggests that the Gemara over here is talking about after the maskana of the sugya over there, where we said that they were mesakin, that whoever does the Trumas Hadeshen also does the Sidur Ma'arach and Shnei Gzira Eitzim. They sweeten the pot of the Trumas Hadeshen. So once you have that, so then it's something that was very chaviv to people. Then people were very excited to do the avoda. There is an interesting comment that Chassam Sofer has in it's quoted in Torah Hayoledes in Perek Tazvav. Torah Hayoledes is a sefer all about the halachos of childbirth. So the quote from Chassam Sofer in Yerdeh Simon Shin Mem Hey, they write in the name of the Shav Yaakov that anyone who says a kaddish that's magia lechavero, that someone else is really entitled to say, so he didn't really accomplish anything. The person who stole the kaddish didn't really accomplish anything himself, nor was he mafsid his friend, because it goes for the neshama of the person who really deserves that kaddish. Again, going assuming like the practice that only one person in the shul is going to say kaddish. So by right, let's say Reuven was the one that was supposed to say the kaddish, but Shimon jumps in and Shimon steals the kaddish. So Shimon didn't accomplish anything because the kaddish didn't count really for Shimon. For Shimon's relative, it counted for an aliyah for the neshama. For Reuven's relative, and he brings a raya from Maseches Baba Kama that a gonev aloso shel chavero, if a person steals someone else's carbonola and he's makrovit, he's potter because chazra keren lebailim kame shemaya galia. Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows who the zchus of that ola really belongs to. So the same over here, that the zchus of the mitzvah remains with the person who did the mitzvah. So the Rav Zilberstein points out in Chashuke Chemed that l'chora that's against the mashmas of our Gemara. Rav Nachman says that they were mefayis b'bigdei chol, because if they'd be mefayis b'bigdei kodesh, the bali's rose, the chamsi v'yavdi would come and would commit chamas. They would go and they would steal and do the avodah. Now, if you're going to say the mitzvah counts for whoever it's shaykh to, so what does Chazal so worry? How could they call it chamas? It's just going to count for whoever really won anyway. It shouldn't be considered a violation of chamas. So maybe it just means that it's a gnai, that it's not appropriate, it's not right, but it's not literally chamas. Sharman Tzion Balacha says that he tries to figure out whether he has to pay asar zehuvim. So he quotes from the Achiezer, leaves it off as a sarachin, whether he's kasher le'edus. Also an issue, do we say that it's mamish like he stole something? Rav Zilberstein says maybe it could be mechalik between our case and other mitzvahs. By an avoda where you chote, if you're doing a maisa begufo, and a maisa avoda, you can't count for the other person that you took it from, because the person who's doing the avoda has the rights, let's say, to be mefagel the avoda. If he has a machshava chutz l'zmano, he has the. It's not the person who was stolen from that has the ability to be mefagel the avoda. So there is some certain practical bailus on whoever is the one that's physically doing the avoda, as opposed to, let's say, opening the Aron Kodesh. Here, Rav Zilberstein discusses one guy gets the bought the right to open the Aron Kodesh, and a little kid jumps in and goes and opens the Aron Kodesh instead. So should we close the Aron and have the guy reopen it, or do you just say, no, that zuchus counts for the person who really bought the right to do it? So he says something like that. You could say the zuchus just counts for the person because there's nothing practical. There's no practical rights or privileges that the person who opens the Aron Kodesh has. So we could say that the zuchus just counts for him as well. Okay, says the Gemara further now. So that's the svara for each opinion. Now the Gemara says, okay, what's the source for each opinion? Amar Rav Nachman mina aminala. Rav Nachman says, how do I know? Where do I find that for the pious they would wear big day chol? That he was only wearing the mechnasayim at one point. My love, Bolson Shazachul the pious. Aren't we talking about those who won? They were mafshit the big day kodesh that they did they were mafshit the big day kodesh, as Rashi says. Hey, mafshit big day kodesh shiv siku behen. So Amar Rav Huna. So that's the raya, says Rav Nachman, that he's correct that they would do this in big day chol. So Amar Rav Huna bar Yida. No, we're talking about those. Sorry, means that we were talking about the people who were zochet to the pious. The Gemara says no, Bolson shelo zachul pious. We're talking about the people who were not zochel the pious. And when we're saying when they were mafshidu, it's not that they were mafshit the big day chol. They were mafshit the big day kodesh that they had gotten all dressed up in, and they didn't win. So now they had to remove the big day kodesh. Not that they were removing the ones who won the pious were removing the big day chol, but the ones who lost were removing the big day Kodesh. That's a Rav Sheshes would answer that it's not a Raya. Hachinami Mistavra, and you have to say, says Rav Sheshes, that they were removing the Big Day Kodesh. Because if you think we're talking about the winners of the pious and that they were removing Big Day Chol, it says that at some point they were only wearing the Michnasayim, that Vatanya Minayin Shloye Dover Kodem the Michnasayim. How do we know that when wearing the Big Day Kodesh, nothing should come before the Michnasayim? Tamalomer Michnasevad Yiyu Al Basara, that Michnasevad should be Al Basara. So we see that the Michnasayim come first. So as Rashi points out, Yisal Kadayach Boshin Sezachu Vavshata Zu Big Day Chol. If you're going to say that we're talking about the people who won the pious, and the undressing that we're doing is undressing from Big Day Chol, Ula Halbishan Big Day Kodesh, and we're trying to get them dressed in Big Day Kodesh, V'katani Lo Yimanichan Aleim El Michnas Echol, that they will leave only the Michnas Echol on them, Alma Malbishnos and Big Day Kodesh Al Michnas Echol. The implication would be that we leave the Michnasayim of Chol on him, we put on the rest of the Big Day Kodesh, and then we're poshate the Michnas Echol, and then we put on the Michnas Kodesh. So the implication is that the Michnasayim of Kodesh would be the last thing that goes on him. But we know that's against the halacha. The halacha is that the Michnasayim have to come first, that they don't come last. So that's the raya, says Rav Sheshes, that you have to say that we're talking about the person who was lo zachu l'payis, and when we're being mafshit, we are not removing the Big Day Chol, we're removing the Big Day Kodesh from him. The Idach and Rav Nachman would respond, Tolo Kasha, Hachi Katani. No, when we say that he was wearing just the Michnasayim, what it means is as follows. Ad she'odan alein Big Day Chol, malbishnos ha-michnas ha-kodesh. That the first Big Day Kodesh we put on, while he's still wearing the rest of his clothing, being Big Day Chol, is that we put on the Michnas ha-kodesh, because that's got to be the first of the Big Day Kodesh. V'yim ha-fshitnos ha-big Day Chol, and then they would remove all the rest of the Big Day Chol, v'yim ha-nichna al-michnasayim b'lvad, and the only thing that he was wearing was the Michnasayim of Kodesh. And that way it works out, says Rav Nachman, that I could be correct, and we're talking about the one who is Zocha L'Pais, the one who won the Pais, and we're undressing him from the Big Day Chol, we're putting on the Big Day Kodesh, and the Michnasayim is still what comes first. Is there a Seder for wearing the rest of the clothing? We know that we see very clearly in the Gemara that there's a Drasha from a Pasuk, which one comes first? What about second, third, and fourth? Is there a specific Seder for that? So the Rambam in the 10th Parak of Klei HaMikdash goes through the Seder Levishas Begadim, and he says there's a Michnasayim first, and then the Ketones, and then the Avnate, and then the Mitznefes. So Kesef Mishnah says that the source for Michnasayim is very clear, it's from our Gemara. But the Briska Rav raises the question in his Kiddushim to our Gemara, in his Kiddushim to Maseches Yuma, that you see clearly that there's a Hakpada, that the Michnasayim have to be first in the Seder Levisha. Where does the Rambam get the Hakpada about the rest of the Seder Levisha? It doesn't say that in the Gemara, that we're Makbid in the rest of the Seder. So Minchaschivuch Mitzvah Tzadi Tes, he says the Rambam doesn't mean to say that there is a Seder of Levisha of all the Begadim. It's only the Michnasayim. The Rambam just happens to mention then, once he says the Michnasayim is Tchila, so that's the Din. Then he mentions the way it's said in the Pasuk, the order of the different Begadim as they're expressed in the Pasuk. But the rest is not a Din. The only Din is that Michnasayim comes first. Amr Rav Sheshes Mina Aminala. So now that we know what Rav Nachman's source was, so the Gemara wants to know, what's Rav Sheshes' source that they would already be wearing Big Day Kodesh at the time of the pious? The Tanya Lishchas Hagazis come in Basilki Gedola Isa. The Lishchas Hagazis was a large, high-ceilinged room. Pious b'mizracha, they would do the pious in the eastern side of the room. V'zaken yoshev b'marava, and a zaken would sit on the western side of the room. V'kohanim u'kafin v'omdin kamin b'chuliar, and the kohanim would gather around and would stand in a circle. V'amun above v'notal mitznefes mirusho shalachemhen, and the mamuna would come in and would take the hat off of one of the kohanim. Tosos points out that one of the Balei Tosos, the Reve, Yeshiva says that any Kohen Hedyot, that the head of the Kohen Hedyot and the head of the Kohen Gadol are different names. The head of the Kohen Hedyot is always called the Migba'as, and the head of the Kohen Gadol is called the Mitznefes. So he says, this is a little bit strange. Why are we saying that we'd remove the Mitznefes of one of them? That's what we call the hat that the Kohen Gadol would wear, not that of the Kohen Hedyot. They were slightly different. The Kohen Gadol's hat had to be a little less wide because they needed to leave room for both tefillin and the tzitz. So it was a little less wide than a Kohen Hedyot's hat. So Tosfos points out, Lashon Torah L'chud, Lashon Chachamim L'chud, that in Lashon Torah, the Kohen Gadol's hat is called the Mitznefes, and the Kohen Hedyot's hat is called the Mikba'as. But in Lashon Chachamim, sometimes they'll have it otherwise. Sometimes they'll have it where even the Kohen Hedyot's hat is called the Mitznefes. So they'd remove the Mitznefes of one of them, the Yodin Shemenu Pais Maskel, and by removing the Mitznefes, they would know that's where the pious begins, that's where to start the pious. So v'isalka, meaning they would start the counting around as they would count the fingers going around the circle. V'isalka da'itach b'bigdechol mitznefes b'gdechol mi'ika. Now, if you're going to say that the pious was done while people were wearing b'gdechol, why does anyone have a mitznefes? If they're wearing b'gdechol, they shouldn't be wearing a mitznefes. They're wearing a yarmulke maybe, but not a mitznefes. So it says we're in. Kedatani Rabbi Yehuda, v'item Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Kohen Shas Elohim Aksones Avad Ba'avodas Yachid. That it used to be the practice that the Kohanim, the mothers of the Kohanim, would prepare begadim that looked like the Big Day Kuhuna for them as a way of showing kavod. As Rashi says, the Kaman Perakim, we're going to see this later on, in Daf Lamed Hey, Shayim Osein Shalkanim Osos Lebneim Mishalahem Kimin Big Day Kuhuna Laharos Teferes Oshron V'noim Melachtan. In order to show off their wealth by being able to make these the clothing out of this beautiful material, and how good they were at the malacha of making the clothing, v'kamein mahadros mitzvos, and to show how much they loved mitzvos, because a kohen shasloi mektonis was able to wear it and do an avodas yachid with such clothing. So that was the clothing that we must be talking about, clothing that was made by the mothers of the kohanim. And yeah, don't be surprised that there was a mitznefes, because the mothers of the kohanim would make clothing that looked very similar to the big day kohuna. So Amar Abai, Shema Minas, actually, even before we get to that, so the bottom line is, where does Rav Sheshes get the idea that they were wearing Big Day Kodesh? Because it says that when they would do the pious, they would remove a mitznefes. So that's his raya. So the Gemara just rejects the raya that no, the mitznefes that they're wearing may not have been Big Day Kodesh. It may in fact have been Big Day Chol and not Big Day Kodesh. So there is a discussion in general about the idea that they would remove his hat. Are you allowed to take off a yarmulke, take off a person's hat while he's in the Beis Hamikdash? His mom is standing there in the Lishchas Hagazus, and they're going to take the guy's hat off. So the Rambam in Tzmidim Musafin, in the fourth paragraph of Tzmidim Musafin, writes, Hamamuna Nolta Mitzav Shmel Rosh Shachman Umach Zira. He would immediately put it right back on, meaning he didn't keep the hat off, which is a little bit strange because how they keep track of who they started with. But I guess they didn't really need to keep track. As soon as they got to the number, they got to the whatever number they wanted to get to. They just took off the hat as a sign of who to start with. But the implication is that they would put it right back on. But you see that for a tzorech, you're allowed to remove a head covering l'sha'a kala, for at least for a short moment, if there's any sort of tzorech, even in a makom kadosh like the lishchas hagazis. Now Rav Zilberstein raised the question: what if you have a spy, a person who has to be in a situation where he's not wearing a yarmulke because he can't give away that he's a Jew, and he has to eat? So when he eats, he wants to know if he should make a bracha. Now, obviously, he probably shouldn't make a bracha out loud with kavana, because then it probably wouldn't be a great spy. But if he could do it in a way that no one will notice, so should he make a bracha without his yarmulke on? So the tzorach gadol, there's no iser to be omeid with gilui rosh, and certainly the tzorach hatzalah, there's no iser. It's certainly mutar lechatchila. You're saving, you're doing a great mitzvah. But to say a bracha with gilui rosh, that's an iser. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi Aleph says it's also lahotzi askara mipiv. A person's not allowed to say a shem Hashem with a rosh megula. So he says maybe a shas chatchak is different, and maybe it's the only reason it's aser is because it is because it's considered a ganai to the mitzvah, to the bracha, but maybe it wouldn't be considered a ganai when a person is an anus. And maybe it's better to say a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona without a kisei rosh he's an anus on the Kisei Rosh, rather than not saying a bracha at all, where you're not an anus on the bracha, meaning he has the ability to say the bracha. So anus Rachman Apatria on the Kisei Rosh, but the bracha, he doesn't have a p'tur, the bracha, he's not an anus on. So that's what he suggests, b'darach efshar, at least.
The
what's that? What about?
Making a bracha without the shame.
No, you have to do matbeah shetavacham brachos. You can't be mishan matbeah shetavacham. He has to say the bracha. But if you're going to say it, you got to say it the right way. I think so. He also has an interesting discussion, which I always assumed was just a mistake that people make. But he says, why is it that people are makbid that they have when they're wearing a hat that they wear a yarmulke beneath their hat, that they have two coverings over their head? So he suggests that maybe there's a source for it. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos Taf Kufnun Vav that the Imed Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the stargazers told the mother of Nachman Bar Yitzchak that your son is a ganav. So because she knew he had this inclination, she wouldn't let him go with Gilui Rosh. She would always make sure to cover his head. She would always say, Kasir Sheikh, always cover your head so you'll have a masa d'shmaya. One day he was sitting and learning under a dekel tree, and the yarmulke came off his head, or whatever it was that was on, and he saw the dekel, and his yetzer hara got the best of him, and he jumped right up the tree, and he saw that he was like a wild man when he didn't have his head covered. So the Marsha raised the question, that wait a second, that's not just a din from Nachman Bar Yitzchak, that's a din for everybody. The Gemara says in the first parak of Kiddushin that everybody needs a Kisei Rosh because the Shekhinah is Lamala Mirosho. So why is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak special? So Marsha says, even if Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was mitaktek to cover his head more, that he should have more COVID Rosh than a regular person, so he shouldn't be a ganav. And that's why it says that Nafal Glima Me'al Roshay, and we say that all we need is Prisa Sudar Al Reshehun. So the mother of Nachman Bar Yitzchak added an additional covering. So he said, maybe you see from that Marsha the idea that even though we're only required to have one head covering, maybe by having an additional head covering, it adds an additional level of Yira Shemayim, or an additional level of protection. Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out the Kasha of the Marsha is Lechor, not such a Kasha. The Gemara says in Maseches Nedarim, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, that someone who's Noder Mishchorei Harosh, is person takes a neder, he's not going to get Hanaf from Shchorei Harosh, is Asr Karachnu Bali Sevos, Mutter Binashim Ubaktanim, he's allowed, because Shchorei Harosh are only men. Why? Because Anashim Zimnim de Michsu Reshayu, Vizimnim de Miglu Reshayu. Men sometimes cover their heads, sometimes don't cover their heads. Women always cover their heads, Ketanim never cover their heads. So Shchorei Rosh is only reference to men. So he says maybe that's the difference, that normally a Katan is the Olam Rosh Magula, according to that Gemara in Nedarim. He's always uncovered his head. The Maila of Nachum Rei Yitzchak said even when he was a child, that even when he was very young, his mother made sure that he covered his head. Maybe that would be the teretz to the Marsha's Kasha. You don't have to say that it was about a second covering on the head. However, he says that maybe there's another reason to another source for the idea of that second covering. The Torah writes in Simon Ches that a person should be misatif betzitzis, standing up, and the Seder of Atifa is katifas yishme'elim, which is a full Atifa, and the Baal Yitzchak says, no, you don't need to do all that, it's just kederach shemene adam shemeschasim b'ksusan v'oskin b'melachtan pamim b'kisei rosh pamim b'gilei rosh. Like people who sometimes do their work with their head covered, sometimes without their head covered. So the Beis Yosef says, the lav l'mema sheichas rosh k'dei shloye b'gilei rosh l'gamri shein zeh me'inyin mitzvah tzitzis vo deheich halach l'asel srach v'litol yadu b'gilei rosh ela hainu lomar sha'afel pichar rosh m'chusa derach tznum l'hatel sudar atalis al rosham. He says, no, it doesn't mean to say that you can go mamish b'gilei rosh. It means to say that if you're already wearing a yarmulke, so sometimes we put in that additional covering, that additional sudar al rosho. Based on the Gemara Kiddushin, the Chavtes on Beis, that Rav Chista used to say about Rufuna Bar Amnuna, that it was Nadam Gadol. So he said, okay, next time he comes, let me meet him. So he came and he saw that he was lo para sudre. So he said, why aren't you para sudre? He says, I'm not married. So Rashi says, so that's why he wasn't pore sudar like married people are pore sudar, who had the practice of covering their head. So what do you mean to say that Bachrim had a practice of not covering their heads at all? No, they would cover their heads, but with something smaller. They didn't have a sudar al rosham. But again, l'chara, that's not a raya that you need two coverings. It's just a raya that you need a better covering, or that at least a married person should have a larger covering, but not that that you would need two coverings. And so that's some of the discussion about head coverings. So says Mar Vayter. Now Amar Abay Shmamina. From all of this, we see that Lishchas Hagadz Chatzi B'Kodesh V'Chatzi B'Chol. That the Lishchas Hagadz was half in Kodesh and half in Chol. U'Shmamina P'Shei Pesachim Hayula. And we also see that there were two doorways to the Lishchas Hagazis. Echad Pesuach B'Kodesh V'Echad Pesuach B'Chol. One that opened up into the Kodesh, one that opened up into the Chol. Tisal Kadai Tokul B'Kodesh Zaken Yoshev B'Ma'arava. If it was all in the Kodesh, how could we say that there was a Zaken sitting in the western side of Lishchas Hagazis? The rule is that there's no Yeshiva Bazar except for the Malchus Beis David. Only the Malchus Beis David is allowed to sit in the Azara. Tosrei Zakasha, the Gemara in Zvachim, makes it sound like they would eat kachim, be yeshiva in the Azara. So how are they allowed to do that if only Malchus Beis David is allowed to sit in the Azara? So Tosos gives an answer that maybe it's talking about kachim kalim and it wasn't in the Azara, it was Bechala Ir. Or maybe, even though in Yeshiva Bazar al-Malchus Beis David, that's only for Dvarim Delav Tzarech Avoda. That's when it's unnecessarily sitting, when it's not for a Tzarech Avoda. But Achila is considered a Tzarech Avoda, and therefore you're allowed to sit. A big Chiddush Tos says that maybe you're allowed to sit in the Azara for the sake of Achilas Kache Kachim, which is Lutzarech, the Avoda. Or Tos says, maybe the reason was Mutzah to eat the Kachim is sitting in the Avoda is because there's a din by Achilas Kache Kachim that L'mashcha, L'gedula, that you have to do a Kedarach Shamalach Mochlin, that you Dafka have to eat it in the way that kings eat it, which would mean that a Dafka has to be done by Yeshiva. So maybe that's the reason that they would eat the kachim yeshiva. There is a whole discussion whether this din is a din d'araisa or a din d'rabbanan. The Mishnah Melech tries to be machiach that it's a din d'araisa. If you look at Rashi over here, he says shematzina ben yeshiva shnemar v'yavo melech tov v'yashav t'nei Hashem v'yomer mi anochi u mi beisi. So he quotes from a pasuk in Shmuel. Sounds like it's a din mi divrei Kabbalah. Not so clear whether this din is a din d'araisa or a din d'rabbanan. The Rashi Masech Sanhedrin says it's halacha l'moshe misinai. Rashi Masech Sota says that it's just ein kvot shemayim bekach. Makes it sound like it's more of a din d'rabbanan, not a din d'oraisa. But there is a discussion whether if you have a bismanenu, you would think this is something that's not nogeh at all bismanenu, but we do have chayalim stationed on the Har HaBayis, and they have to be in all different parts to make sure to ensure security on the Har HaBayis. So if you have a chayal that station is by the Azara, so if he gets very tired staying there out all day, it's middle of August and he's schwitzing and he's out all day, is he allowed to sit in the Azara? Is that a violation of any Yeshiva Bazara al Machlis Pes David Bulvad? So Pashtus is unless it's for security purposes, he should do whatever he can not to sit. Meaning if it's for security purposes, Mamish is going to pass out and then the place is not going to be secure or it's going to be a sakana. So for a sakana, certainly he's allowed to do it. But short of sakana, he probably should not sit in the Azar. It's still no gab is man azar. Anyway, v'yisal kadai tochul b'chol, if you're going to say that the whole Lishchas Hagazis was in the chol, pious b'mizracha, v'abin beis elukim nahalich b'ragesh. How can they do the pious in the mizrach? You have to do b'beis elukim v'leka, and you wouldn't have b'beis elukim nahalich b'ragesh if it was not in the Azara. Tosos on the bottom Tosos raises the question, Tema, kiven to be in pious b'kodesh, amay elohim mefaisin b'azara atzma. Well, if the pious needs to be in the Kodesh, why would they do it in the Lishchas Hagazis? Why don't they just do it in the Azara itself? Let them do the pious. So Tosa says that Vomer Rabbeinu Tam, kiven de notel mitznafto shalechman, kinaya yilamud below mitznefes ba'azara. Well, since they would remove the mitznefes of one of them as part of what they would do, well, that's a genai to do that in the Azara, to remove someone's head covering in the Azara, even if you assume, like the Rambam, that it was only the Shah Kala, it was only for a brief moment. But in the Azara, so that they tried to stay away from. V'arav Rabbeinu Yitzchak bar Baruch pirish mishum davi kaimi kivachulayar v'mayim mefaisim azariya achreim el hechel Hashem. So then, second possible possible answer, Tosfos says, is they're standing in a circle. So if they're standing in a circle, if they were in the Azara, that means some of them were, their backs were to the Heichal Hashem. And you don't want anyone ever standing with their backs to the Heichal Hashem. So that's why they'd be off on the side in the Lishchas Hagazis, which was not in the Azara proper. So says Gemara, El Shema Mina, Chatzia Bekodesh, Chatzia Bechol. So again, so we have to assume that it was Chatzia Bekodesh, Chatzia Bechol. So V'yisal Kadaitach Pesach Echad Yeshla Upasuach LeKodesh, back in the Gemara, if you're going to assume that there was only one door and it opened up into the Kodesh, not to the Chol, Zakin Yoshev B'ma'arava, they still, how could you have a Zakin sitting there, V'atanana Lishchos B'nuyos Bechol B'suchos LeKodesh, Tochen Kodesh, the Lishchos that are B'nuyos, that are built in the Chol and that open up into the Kodesh, the Halach is they have a din of Kodesh inside. So he wouldn't be allowed to sit there. And if you're going to say, okay, maybe it opened up into the Chol, Pius b'mizracha, v'hatanan, b'niyos b'kodesh p'suchs l'chol, tochen chol. The halacha would be that it has a din of chol entirely, so you wouldn't have based on l'kim nahalich b'ragash. Elav sh'mamina sh'nei p'sach ma'ilah. Echa p'such b'kodesh, echa p'such l'chol. So it must be that there were two doorways, and therefore, the half of the lishchos ha'kodesh that was in the kodesh had a din of kodesh, and the half that was in chol had a din of chol. Good, that concludes our discussion of the pious harishon. Now says the Mishnah, ha'pious ha'sheni, the second lots that they would draw. Mishochet, they would first figure out who shechts, mizorek, who does the zrika. Now notice it doesn't say mi mekabel, who's going to do the kabbalah sadam. In between the shechita and the zrika, someone has to be mekabel the dam in a kli. So the Gemara is going to discuss who does the kabbalah, but the Mishnah does not say. Mi medashin mizbeach apnimi, who will clean off the inner mizbeach. Mi medashin is a menorah, will clean out the menorah. Mi malevarm lekevesh, who brings the various limbs of the carbon tamid up to the ramp. What are the various limbs? Harosh v'aregel v'shtei adayim, ha'ukatz v'aregel, the head together with the foreleg, together with the hind leg, the two forelegs, the tail, together with the other hind leg, v'achaza v'agera, the breast and the neck, v'shtei adafanos, the two sides of the animal, v'akirvayim, and the intestines, v'asolos, and the flour, v'achavitin, and the wafers, v'ayayin, and the wine, shlosh asar kohanim zachubo. They needed 13 kohanim to do this job. Amar ben Nasa, the way they would bring it was the way the animal would walk while it was alive, meaning they would start with the front of the animal and work backwards toward the back of the animal. That was the order that they brought it in. When they did the second piyus, so 13 kohanim had to win. So how does that work? Does that mean that they drew 13 different lots, or did they draw one lot, one kohen one, and then the next 12 guys standing next to him got the next 12 jobs automatically? But it was really only one pious. So the Gemara is going to have three rayas, whether it was one pious or multiple payasos. So Tashma, raya number one. Arba payasos hayusham. It says in the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah in this parak, that there were four payasos in total. V'isal kadayt v'kol avodein mefaisin tuva havu. Well, if they had 13 payasos just for the karmen tamid, so then it's going to be way more than four payasos, obviously. Sam Rav Nachum Yitzchak Hachi Kamar. Arba pa'amim nichnasin lahafis v'kol chada v'chada hayba tuva payasos. No, maybe when we said arba payasos, it means that there were four times during the day that they would get together to do a pious. Each time they would get together, they may do more than one pious at a time. So that's not a raya. Tashma, the Gemara says, maybe a second raya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Loay a pious lemachta el koin shezacha b'ktoris omer lezashimo zachei b'machta. There was no pious for the machta. Rather, the one who was zocha to the ktoris would schlep along another koin together with him to do it with him. So you see that there was no extra pious. Says Mar Shaini machta ktoris tochad avodihi. Now the machta and the ktoris go together. That was all one avodi. You need one koin to be molech the ktoris to the heichal and burn it, and another one to shovel up the coals from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, bring it into the Heichal and put those coals on the Mizbeach HaPanimi so that you could put the Ketores on the hot coals to burn them. So you need one guy holding a shovel full of coals, the other one holding the Ketores, shovel full of coals goes on the inner Mizbeach, and then the Ketores goes on top of it, and that's how it gets burned. But that's really all the same Avoda. But maybe when it's multiple Avodas, they'd have multiple Payasos for multiple Avodas. Igadamri, others say that Dafka that this is a raya lehepich, that you see that it was dafka because it was the machta and the ktaris, that it's one avoda. But had it been other avodas, then you would need a pious for multiple avodas. So it's a raya that you need multiple payasos. Says, well, no, machta shrichalei, maybe the chiddush is that maybe we would have thought that you would need multiple payasos only for machta, and the chiddush is that you don't, because salkatai techamina, hol velo shchicha, since it's not so, the ktaris is only twice a day, and it's people can't just do it as an edava, so it's fairly uncommon. It's not like karbanos that the mizbeach is busy going all day long. Umiatra, and there's a special skula. It's ma'asher, whoever is involved in it. It's a skula for ashirus. So niskan la'payis b'fnei atzma. So you might think it gets its own payis. So kamash malan. That's why it tells me that the machta does not get its own payis. You would have thought that dafka it of all things gets its own payis. So kamash malan that it doesn't, and neither does anything else. So that raya doesn't really work one way or the other. Tashma the Gemara says a third raya. The Tani Rebbe Chiya lo l'kol avod v'avod m'faisin el koin shezach. That each of the avodas of the Karmat Tamid was not a separate raffle. Rather, the Kohen who won would schlep along the next 12 guys with him, and they would all do it. So therefore you see that it's only one pious. They didn't have multiple payasos for the Karmat Tamid. That's as explicit as it could be. Pious Hasheni. So the Mishnah said that the Pious Hasheni determines who's going to be Shochet, who's going to be Zorek. So says the Gemara, Ibailu, Mi Mekabel. Who's going to be Mekabel the Dam? It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Shochin Mekabel, the Amrit Zorek Mekabel, Agav Chavuse, Lo Mekabel, Elukul Edam. Should we say better to have the guy who's Shechting be Mekabel the Dam? Because if you have the guy who's being Zorek be Mekabel the Dam, he might be so excited to do the Zrika that he's not going to be Mekabel all of the Dam the way he is supposed to. Because he's going to be too excited to run and do the Zrika. Oh, Dilmer, maybe no. Maybe Zorek Mekabel, the Amrit Shochin Mekabel, Zim de Shachet Zar. Maybe better to have the Zorek Mekabel, because if you have the guy who shechted do the Kabbalah, the halach is shechita is ksher bizarre. You don't need a kohen to do shechita, but mikabbalah ve'elach is mitzvahs kohuna. So you don't want to have the shochet be mekabel, because if you have a zar being shechting, he's not allowed to be mekabel. So the Gemara says, let's try to bring rayas. So the raya number one, Tashima. Ben Katin also Yudbeis Dad Lekiyor Kadeshi Yudbeis Achva Kohanim Hasug Metamin Mekachin Yidayim Raglein Mabas Achas. Then Ben Katin made 12 spouts on the Kiyor, so the 12 other Kohanim were all involved in the Karmat Tamid, could wash their Yidayim Raglein all at one time. V'isal G'daytuch Shochet Mekabel. Now if you hold the Shochet is also doing the Kabbalah, the Shochet is the 13th man, he's not a Kohen, so he doesn't need Kiddush Yidayim Raglein. But if he's Mekabel, then he's got to be a Kohen, and he's going to need. So Tleis Ravi, then you should have needed 13 spouts. Elav Shmaminah Zorik Mekabel Shmaminah. So you see that it's the Zorik that's doing the Kabbalah. Armle Ravach Bred Ravel Ravashi Afan Anami Tanina. Second Raya Shachat Ashochet VeKibel Amekabel Ubala Lizrok Shmaminah. It says that the guy who shachts, the guy who's Mekabel is Mekabel, and that guy goes to do the Zrika. So that's a Raya. Now the Gemara just quotes four different shitos as to what the order was of bringing the limbs. Amar Ben Azif Nerevi Kiva. So in our Mishnah, but as I said, it's derech hilucho. It's the way that the animal would walk while it's alive. So Tan Rabban Ketza derech hilucho. What does that mean? It means the following order: Harosh v'aregel, hachaz v'agera, v'shtei yadayim, v'shtei defanos u'ukatz v'aregel. In that order. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, the second pshat, derech hefsheto, it's the way that the animal is skinned from the raglayim to the rosh, hayakare. That's how it would be brought to the mizbech. Ketza derech hefsheto, what does that mean? Harosh v'aregel, u'ukatz v'aregel, shtei defanos, shtei hayadayim, hachaza v'agera. So that's the order that we bring it to the mizbech. Now the rosh and the regel go together, so it could be the first, whether you're going top to bottom or bottom to top, because they go together. Rabbi Kiva Omer, third sheet, derech nitucho, hayakariv, the way that we would be menatech, the way we would dissect it and pull it apart and cut it up into pieces, aver by aver, that's how it was karev. Ketza de derech nitucho, what's that order? Harosh v'aregel v'shtei yadayim hachaza v'agero shtei defanos hu'ukatz v'aregel. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, a fourth sheet, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, derech iluyo hayakariv, that it was based on the quality, we'd go in order of quality of the different parts of the animal, that which was better, the better parts would go first. Ketza derech iluyo, harosh v'aregel achaza v'agero v'shtei defanos v'ukatz v'aregel v'shtei yadayim. Ay v'aksiv kol netach tov yerech v'kasev, and we see from there that the yerech is better better than the kasev, so shouldn't that come first? Says Mara, he bekhusha. If the animal is weak, then the yarech is better, but otherwise it's not. So okay, we'll stop there. We'll pick up from there tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem.